My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda try to save their relationship. Will they? Listen and enjoy.
All right, let's recap a little bit. Last week, which was March 20th, as you recall, Belinda surprised me. It was a daughter, Kasha's birthday.
Right.
And she brought her daughter to video chat with me on her birthday. We were going to have the video chat that everybody's been pushing for, because me and Belinda, we really need to sort out what our future is.
Right.
Because I want to confront her with, hey, who's the dude feeding you lines? I have issues.
And she specifically brought her child with her for this conversation.
Well, she doesn't know that's coming. She doesn't
know.
I know. So she did this, and I said, well, I couldn't, because I just wasn't in the place in the house where I could have this video chat
right.
with her. So she was very upset by this. I genuinely felt like crap. Because I don't know. I mean, she did bring her daughter.
I know.
I mean, this is legit.
Yeah, well, maybe.
So then later on, after we signed off, and, you know, it was very hard. This is, I'll read again what I sent to her when she was offline. I go, it occurs to me I have greatly disappointed you, and possibly worse yet, your daughter. I have disappointed people my whole life. I thought I was getting better at being a person and not a disappointment, but clearly I am not. I am a good writer of smut. I am a good clown for the people to laugh at while they forget their problems. I am not a good companion. I'm not a good father. It is clear I will never be either of those things. I think we are better off not being together. Ultimately, I let those down who trust and love me and who trust and love me the most, and I can't do it anymore. I am better off alone. You are better with somebody in Ghana who can take care of you and Kasha. The last thing you need is an American who is an arsonist to all things he loves and cherishes. Goodbye, Belinda. That was March 20th. Let her off the hook. I felt like crap.
Yeah.
Genuinely felt like crap. She's invested a lot of time in me.
Yes.
She's gotten no money. Here's her out.
Yeah.
Here's the out.
You'd think. Like, okay.
We've been together since July of 2012. This is March.
Oh, my God.
This is like 8 months. So I'm setting her free.
She could have had a baby by now.
Well, if we would have hooked up in Ghana, she wasn't being somebody else, we could have.
Oh, there, yeah, there's a snag.
All right. So March 21st.
Okay.
You ready, Joe?
That was a drum roll.
Oh, I thought Joe was typing. She goes, what's this message about? I go, I can't be what you need. She goes, is it how you want it to end? I thought we would talk on video chat to decide on that. Is this what you really you are leaving when I need you most? I guess it's your decision. Very interesting reaction.
Wow.
Very interesting reaction. Very real reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I go, I love you, but I realize I can't be what you need or deserve. I hated letting you down yesterday. I hated worse that I might have hurt Kasha. She goes, so you leave in the face of hard times instead of facing the problem head on?
Ooh.
I go, I can't fix the problem. You deserve a man who can hold you when things are tough. Kasha deserves a father who will put a bandage on a boo-boo. I can't do that. She goes, are you leaving me? Answer me with yes or no. I go, I think I have to. You deserve better. This kills me. She goes, just say yes or no. I go, you know the answer. Do you hate me? She goes, why should I hate you? Do you hate me to shatter my dreams and end my life like this? What did I ever do to you? I guess I hurt you, so it's your time now. All right. You guys want to comment on this? Pip is a gap. It's not a gap. Aghast.
I'm aghast that I have my mouth open.
That was a little inappropriate.
I made a gap.
Yes, she's not a gap.
I beg your pardon. I'm a little confused by her reaction, but it just seems, that seems real. Like, you're going to break my heart and just dash everything? You're not even going to fight for this?
We've said time and time again, there's definitely a connection between me and this person.
Yeah.
We've heard me make her laugh.
But I'm very nervous right now, because I'm like, what if she's for real about this? Oh, my God. What if she's for real about
this? Oh, I think we're in for real territory, kids.
Joe?
I think it's maybe a marriage scam.
Well, we said that.
But I think that as she's trying to fight for this, you read a line, you're shattering my dreams And what was that line that you read? You just read.
She said, "Why should I hate you? Do you hate me to shatter my dreams and end my life like this? What did I ever do to you?"
Stop right there. Shatter my dreams and end my life like this. Okay? She might be living in a life that she's miserable in. Her dream might be coming to America, might be getting married to you and coming out of that.
Yeah.
She kind of showed her, to me, she kind of showed her card on why she might be stringing you along and why letting you go, it's going to blow all this. She kind of alluded to something.
So
like
all right,
there.
So then we'll say that you guys are both now in the camp that this is no longer their average romance scam. This is either one of two things. This is either a marriage scam, which I said long ago.
Yeah.
It could be, or this is
right.
Real romance. It's one of those two things.
It's one of those
right.
two.
Obviously, I'm leaning to marriage scam, but I think that brings that up in that sentence right there. I think she showed her hand.
Well, I mean, no, if you really love somebody, you would say that too, you know.
Yeah, but dreams
well,
and
yeah,
my chances,
listen,
but, you know, I mean.
Listen, everybody wants to know marry a porn star who knows black magic, who's a recovering alcoholic, who knows killers. You know, everybody wants to have that in their life.
It just seems that right at this moment, this woman, you're her chance out.
She could have let me go. She could. It's 8 months. She's gotten nothing, Joe.
I've been
a handful.
Stop right there. Stop right there, okay? Gotten nothing, okay? Because this might be trying to get her out of the country and come to America, not a monetary thing. So if she hasn't gotten anything, that's not her end game right there. Her end game might be to get out of Ghana, okay? And
if they switch the end
game,
it's because they've determined that they like me on some level.
But what I'm saying...
You know, on some level.
That you could be a good husband and...
And they can still get the money back.
Still get the money.
Right, so the end game is changed, but the game is still on.
Well, that's what I said a couple months ago, and you guys poo-pooed me.
All right, well,
We're retracting some poo.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.